Good evening and welcome to the latest episode of Boo, My Dad Says. My name is John and I am your tour guide through the world of the paranormal. So sit back, relax, and get ready for a spine-tingling time. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of Boo, My Dad Says. My name is John, if we haven't met, and I am very happy that you are listening to our show tonight. If you haven't had a chance to go out to the website, give us a visit at boomydadsays.com, and from there you can actually select the episodes link and you can go out and even choose between Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.fm, or at the top there's also a contact link. And from there, you can fill out the form and tell your personal story or whatever you want to contact me about. You can also email me at john@boomydadsays.com. And as far as your personal stories go, let me know and I can give you a pseudonym so you can remain anonymous if you wish. If you'd like to help support future episodes of Boo My Dad Says, you can go to anchor.fm/boomydadsays, and there's a support link at the top of the page. And for as little as 99 cents a month, you can become a producer of the program. Your donation would be greatly appreciated as it helps me to pay for things like my domain name or for future equipment upgrades. Tonight, we're going to get to find out how the ghosts on the other side of the tracks live, or, well, haunt. We're going to be visiting beautiful Biltmore Estates in Asheville, North Carolina. And it is just this most beautiful mansion that is nestled into the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And it also has a very special place in my heart because that is where I proposed to my beautiful wife of 15 years. So step right up because the tour is going to kick off in just 1 minute after a word from our sponsors. Nestled in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and right next to Asheville, North Carolina, the Biltmore Estate currently sits on 8,000 acres of land. The house itself was constructed from 1889 to 1895 as the private residence of George Washington Vanderbilt, and to this day it still remains as the largest privately owned residence in America. In 1886, George Washington Vanderbilt traveled to Asheville, North Carolina with his mother, and he just fell in love with the mountains and the town. So he decided at the age of 26 that he was going to build a vacation home there. George purchased 125,000 acres and began work on his quote-unquote summer home. And he spent a good portion of his inheritance building Biltmore Estates. $6 million to be exact. $6 million in today's money actually comes out to be $185,877,857. Wow. That is a lot of money, guys. Construction on the house began in 1889. And to keep construction going at a steady pace, a woodworking factory and a brick kiln were both added to the site. And fun fact, it was said that the kiln produced as many as 32,000 bricks per day. Also constructed was a private railroad that connected to the estate so items and other goods could be distributed easier. It took more than 1,000 laborers to help build the house. And while construction underway, Vanderbilt traveled across Europe to find the interior decor for his newly built house. I bet you all 20 bucks, though, it was his wife who did the decorating. His home was completed in 1895, and it was christened with a party on Christmas Eve for distinguished guests. Many prominent figures have visited or stayed in this home, including several ambassadors, authors, and U.S. presidents. Now, if any of you all know what presidents stayed at Biltmore, let me know. I'd be very interested in finding this out. Sadly, George Vanderbilt didn't get to live in his home very long. He died in 1914 from complications of an emergency appendectomy in Washington, D.C. Ever since then, the house has been passed down through his daughters and his grandsons, who decided to open the house to the public. During his lifetime, Vanderbilt was particularly proud of his library and would spend considerable amount of time there poring over some rare edition or other book. It was Vanderbilt's particular habit to retreat into the library when he saw a storm approaching. His ghost may be continuing this habit even now, as workers and visitors to the estate are said to have seen a shadowy figure in the library, usually when the skies are dark and there is an oncoming storm. At night, some of the people working in the grounds have heard the sounds of laughter and glasses clinking and party-like chatter, except the only problem is there is no one throwing a party. Most of the visitors have reported seeing spirits going up or down the stairs. Sounds of footsteps can also be heard on multiple occasions. Not to be outdone, there have been reports of strange smells, cold spots, and eerie feelings when visitors would go up and down the stairs. George Vanderbilt isn't the only spirit that is said to haunt the grounds of Biltmore Estates. There have been reports of George's wife, Edith, calling out his name, as well as the spirit of a headless orange cat roaming around the grounds. Other hot areas for activity were the servants' quarters, the kitchen, gym, and pool. Some visitors have reported seeing the staff busy preparing a meal in the kitchen. Let's loop back around to the pool for a second. The pool is an indoor pool that has been drained for several years, but visitors still report hearing splashing sounds coming from this area while in the home, especially at night. But now here's the scary part. Diabolical laughter is heard coming from the drain at the bottom of this pool, and the apparition of a lady in black appears to be connected to this area. Some people think that this is a spirit of a lady who drowned in the pool, and I've tried to do some research as to find out if there was any official word on a drowning, but I did not uncover anything to that notion. So all I have is some hearsay on that, but it does appear to be a possibility that there was a drowning. One more haunted location that is on the grounds of Biltmore Estate, but not in the house, is the old forestry compound. And it was once called the Biltmore Forestry School. The Shiloh Forestry Compound, or the Biltmore Forestry School, was constructed on the grounds of the estate. It is here that Carl Schneck, and I've probably mispronounced that, was hired as a forester for the estate. His knowledge on the topic interested Vanderbilt and many of the locals. Schneck opened up the forestry school and offered a one-year course for those who wanted to learn practical forestry techniques. Things came to a head when Schneck and Vanderbilt disputed the payment for the work, thus leading to Schneck's departure and the school's subsequent closing. The old forestry compound that was once the Biltmore Forestry School was the site of a prostitute's murder. the spirit of a woman, along with a few others who were executed by hanging inside the old building, is said to be haunting the halls of the old compound. However, they have never been sighted anywhere beyond that part of the property. Add all of those ghost sightings up, and you have one of the most haunted residences in America. CBS News names Biltmore House number 20 out of 52 on its most haunted places in America. Well, folks, that's tonight's show. I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we'll be having a show on Wednesday, as usual, so you don't have to worry about missing an episode on the 23rd. But on the 30th, I am going to be taking that week off to spend with my family. I hope you all have a great rest of the week. Be safe out there. Make sure you're wearing your mask. And good night, and God bless, my friends. Thank you.